The Movies About Girls podcast proudly presents Hits from Hell, the bonus bi-weekly edition, your guide to the worst songs of all time as chosen by the cast and listeners of the Movies About Girls podcast. And now, here he is, straight from the abyss, the best worst DJ to ever ruin a party, the great and terrible Mike Fisher.
There's a lot of things I didn't really need to see. It's like a giant chain of people and animals that are doing things that shouldn't be done simultaneously at the same time ever. It's really kind of gross. It's really kind of making that's anyway. We're gonna get don't pay attention to that. We're gonna get to the first song of the day here, because I don't know what to think. They're trying to rape me. I don't appreciate this, really. I'm not gonna participate in this shit. Anyway, on to the first song from Hits from Hell. It is The Average Homeboy by Denny Blaze. Video highlights from KillerReviews.com, the forum, Hits from Hell, on the Movies About Girls message board, where you can post your own songs that I will play here in Hits from Hell. How do you like that? I like it just fine. Thanks. And then I'll play it, and then you can listen to it again after you already listened to it. That's how it works. You play it, and then you play it again, and then we're going to fucking thing is broken. Now I'm fucking freezing my ass off. It's fucking stupid shit. Damn it. This is the longest introduction ever. Because I can't. Anyway. The video. Fuck, it's cold now. The video highlights from Average Homeboy include asshole guy Denny Blaze. I don't really know if he's an asshole. That's just what. That was the consensus that I was told by a bunch of ducks that had teeth and they smoked cigars and they were playing poker. They said that he's an... I didn't know. I don't even know what that means. But then he changes outfits 33 times in the video. Literally. I mean, like, not like it's the same shot. It's like he literally changes outfits 33 times. I think he's partially gay. So he's not your average homeboy. He's partially gay. He's sporting the 80s mullet. Has a token black guy in the video. And he's swimming with sunglasses on. Now, if that doesn't scream, I don't know what that screams, gay asshole. I don't know. That's very confusing. I don't know. Well, I don't know what that means, really. I'm just reading it off the card. That's, I don't know. But anyway, I assume this is from the 80s. And sometime, and it's the song is really bad. So I'm glad to be starting out the show with it. It's Average Homeboy by Denny Blaze. All right.
Typical rapper that you'll meet. I don't live in a box, nor was I raised on the street. And as you can see, I'm not black. I don't do drugs and I'm not on crack. What's the problem with a rapper who's white? We're all just fighting for our equal right. Just because I'm not from the project doesn't mean that I can write $1 million checks. I was not daddy who's a big tycoon. I have to work hard every day if I want the money to go out and play.
Average Homeboy.
Danny Blaze with Average Homeboy. All right, now I am somehow legally obligated to tell you, because there's fucking thousands of lawyers down here. I'm legally obligated to tell you that now you have to go to DannyBlaze.com and watch other people make fun of him besides us. That's what I fulfilled my contractual obligation to you, you fucking asshole. No, I will not participate in your orgy, you stupid ass bitch. Get the fuck out of my booth. Thank you. Sorry about that. That song came with the writer on it. Literally. Writer. There's a joke in there somewhere. I don't know where. Anyway, let's move on with the show. Our next song is, I had to turn the air conditioner, I was literally freezing my ass off. I couldn't, it got below zero in here. I had to turn it off. So that's, now it's fucking hot again. So our next, get moving on with the show. This show is just having problems getting off the ground today. Come on now. Let's get it together. And move on to the next song. It's Gem Sweater by Techno Union Army. Video highlights include a keytar. Those are awesome. Bad lip syncing. And you can't tell if the video is a bunch of guys dressed as girls or Chris Farley before he joined SNL. I don't know either one. It's very confusing. If you watch it on KillerReviews.com. I'm just saying, go watch it, and then you can listen to it, and then, I don't know. Anyway, Gem Sweater, everybody!
Keeper of the gems, I am. With the power to rock your body as I jam. Can you feel me flow inside your skull? I have a razor ball of lightning striking your mind, flowing at all times. Wear your gems to dominate your mind. Gems, life or day, you must run away from the people who disagree with this gem. Ology of chiseling, dazzling, dreaming the night away. When I walk in a room, I start to dazzle. Dreams will come true, they start to razzle as they dream of me now. Now again they flow. People, people, watching people, people, watch out sweaters. It feels so much better. So much you yearn, you burn with desire, your pants are on fire, you wish you could hold them, you mold them, to have destroyed illegitimates and coming back. Say what? They want your baby. Junior gems. Put them on.
What?
You lovely lady.
Techno Union Army with Gem Sweater. If you look up Techno Union Army on the internet, in the Google thingy, it's actually, down here it's actually Google with two and two E's. That's and it's at dot hell, H-E-L. I don't, that's what I have to fucking type in. It's a bunch of bullshit. But if I Google it there, it is a the only thing that comes up is Star Wars references to techno unions and battle droids, and I don't know what the fuck. I didn't, it wasn't anything to do with music or gem sweaters. I didn't see it. It was very, I almost wanted to kill myself. But I'm already in hell, so that's probably not a good idea. I don't think there's, anyway, I would probably be stuck. And that's not a good idea. I will say at the 2-minute mark of the song, the song actually becomes unlistenable. I couldn't continue to listen to that nonsense after 2 minutes. And look, the laws of physics apply differently in hell. My ears started bleeding, I vomited, and my insides literally started turning inside of me. It didn't feel very good. I think some of that was intentional, built into the song. I don't know. So, don't listen to that song. If you play the episode again, you might want to skip over that song. That's really fucked up, man. Our next song is Hootie Sapperticker by Barbara and the Boys from 1958. The video highlights include Darius Rucker because he was the lead singer of the song, the band from the 90s, Hootie and the Blowfish, which also made no sense. And there is a spelling bee during the song, and they spell it all correctly. So here is Hootie Sapperticker!
Hootie cutie.
H-O-O-T-Y. S-A-P-P-E-R. Ticker, 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 ticker. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, sapper ticker.
Howdy, hootie, sapper ticker.
And the Boys with Hootie Sapperticker from 1958. That song features Plaz Johnson on saxophone. You can go to HootieSapperticker.com and order cigarettes and other cigarette and cigar related products. That is awesome. It has absolutely nothing to do with the song itself. I'm just saying. That is completely fucked up. But it had a lot of good stuff. I don't know. Maybe you like ordering cigarettes online. You can do it at HootieSapperticker.com. This episode of Hits from Hell is, by the way, also brought to you by HootieSapperticker.com. Go today and get your cancer on. All right, that's awesome. That is fucking shit. I don't even know. Yes! On to the next song. Shatner of the Mountain by Fall on Your Sword. Or is it Fall on Your S Word? I don't know which. It's not very clear. It could be S Word. I'm not sure. Video highlights include, this video makes William Shatner look completely gay. He looks gay. I don't know if it's because it's the 80s or he looks gay. I don't know what it was, but he looks really gay. Video highlights also include a Swatch watch and, he's wearing Reebok pumps. All he's missing is a Hypercolor t-shirt and, I guess some Calvin Klein jeans. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. Will, you gotta monitor what you're putting out there, buddy. That's a word of advice. Now, Shatner in the Mountains by Fall on Your S-Word. Sword, not sword. Fall on Your Sword. Let's try that again. You were supposed to tell me what it was before I did it. Let's try it again. It's Shatner of the Mountains by Fall on Your Sword. All right. Rock out, baby.
Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Why is he climbing a mountain? To hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain. Hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain. Hug the mountain. That mountain. That mountain. He wants to make love to the mountain. Tough young guys sit bodies in there. Pose. Challenge the rock. Challenging death. Why do I climb the mountain? Because I'm in love. There is a passionate affair going on between Kirk and the mountain. Kirk is on the mountain. Now, in order to create that illusion, sucking some of the most sensational men who not only climb, are voracious, fleeting, and elusive, and peripheral. And that's putting me on the mountain. Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Hold it, please. Hug the mountain. Envelop that mountain. Hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain. Hug the mountain. That mountain. That mountain. He wants to make love to the mountain. And the climb is going where no man has gone before. Where no man has gone before. Challenge the rock. Challenging death. Why do I climb the mountain? Because I'm in love.
Yeah! That was Shatner of the Mountains by Fall on Your Sword. I'm not sure if that was I didn't understand, but all I know is that if you go to fallonyoursword.com, they have some funny videos and whatnot up there, and you can check it out and see their whole backstory. I don't have to give it to you, because it seems kind of ridiculous to me, the whole thing, and they got people with funny heads on and shit. I'm just saying, it's a little fucked up to me, but I don't know. Because I seen those people down here the other day, and that was kind of fucked up too. Anyway, let's move on with the show. The next song up is Tim Mitchkin with the Pope song. Now there's lots of people in the song with square heads and a great dance routine that could have used more hot nuns. Unfortunately, there were zero. It's very depressing. And, okay, I'm not allowed to, hold on. Okay, well, we're just going to play the song now. Tim Mitchkin with the Pope song!
Fuck the motherfucker, fuck the motherfucker, he's a fucking motherfucker. Fuck the motherfucker, fuck the fucking fucker, fuck the motherfucker, he's a total fucking fucker. Fuck the motherfucker, fuck the motherfucker, fuck the motherfucker, fucking fuck the motherfucker. Fuck the motherfucker, fuck the motherfucking Pope. Fuck the motherfucker and fuck you, motherfucker, if you think that motherfucker is sacred.
Motherfucker.
If you cover for another motherfucker who's a kiddie fucker, fuck you, you're no better than the motherfucking rapist. And if you don't like the swearing that this motherfucker forced from me, and reckon it shows moral or intellectual paucity, then fuck you, motherfucker, this is language one employs when one is fucking cross about fuckers, fucking boys. I don't give a fuck if calling the Pope a motherfucker means you unthinkingly brand me an unthinking apostate. This has now to do with other fucking godly motherfuckers. I'm not interested right now in fucking scriptural debate. There are other fucking songs and there are other fucking ways. I'll be a religious apologist on other fucking days. And the fact remains, if you protect a single kitty fucker, then Pope or Prince or Plumber, you're a fucking motherfucker. You see, I don't give a fuck what any other motherfucker believes about Jesus and his motherfucking mother. I've no problem with the spiritual beliefs of all these fuckers, while those beliefs don't impact on the happiness of others. But if you build your church on claims of fucking moral authority, and with threats of hell impose it on others in society, then you motherfuckers can expect some fucking wrath when it turns out you've been fucking us in our motherfucking asses. So fuck the motherfucker and fuck you, motherfucker, if you're still a motherfucking papist. If he covered for a single motherfucker who's a kiddie fucker, fuck the motherfucker, he's as evil as the rapist. And if you look into your motherfucking heart and tell me true, if this motherfucking stupid fucking song offended you with its filthy fucking language and its fucking disrespect, if it made you feel angry, go ahead and write a letter. But if you find me more offensive than the fucking possibility the Pope protected priests when they were getting fucking fiddly, then listen to me, motherfucker, this here is a fact. You are just as morally misguided as that motherfucking power-hungry self-aggrandized bigot in the stupid fucking hat. Fuck the motherfucker, fuck the motherfucker, fuck the motherfucker, he's a fucking motherfucker. Fuck the
motherfucker. Tim Mitchkin, everybody, with the Pope song. First, I would like to say that he wrote that song in a tribute or hatred campaign towards the priest that he asked to anally rape him, but he got turned down. So he has a vengeance against him now. I'm just saying. It's a little backwards. I didn't understand it when I read it either, but that's the 411. But I'm also legally obligated to tell you that the South Park lawyers that are in the booth with me right now, they are super pissed that this guy stole their song from them. Obviously, that song being Uncle Fucker, which is also a very confusing song. I don't know. It came from, I'm just not going to go it because they're breathing down my neck and I'm all like, fucking get the fuck out of here. This ain't your fucking shit, bitches. Anyway, the next song that we have for you is a fabulous song with puppets. The video features Wet Gets, creepy people with puppet heads. It's not full puppet action. It's people with puppet heads, which would then there give light to the fact when if you gave a person a blowjob while wearing a puppet head, it would all equal out. So then Holly would be correct. I'm just validating points. And at the 1 minute and 42 second mark, there's a Mr. T puppet. I'm just saying. I don't know. Anyway, here is Spitting Image with the Chicken Song.
It's the time of year. Now the spring is in the air. With the two wet gits, with their girly curly hair, make another song for moronic holidays that nauseate.
Message there is to stick a chicken up your nose. That's the message that I got out of it. And then there were some guys running around with chickens up their nose, and it looked kind of funny. So I was laughing at them. So our next song comes from the good old Happy Days. It's the Fun Song from the Hayettes. If you watch the video, features are Sit On It. It's the same two photos and 10 variations of each photo. Why somebody went to all that trouble just for two pick, I didn't understand. But nonetheless, it's up there now, and there ain't shit you can do about it except watch it. And right now, you can listen to it. It's the Fun Song with the Hayettes. All right.
Stop that.
the Hey Ass with the Fun Song from 1976. I used to like Happy Days and Fonzie until I heard this song and then wanted to kill Fonzie. This song, seriously, I might have to kill him after this is over. I'm just set. No, let me do it. No, stay away. I will take care of it. Don't worry about it. Seriously. The next song is The Native Hipsters. There Goes Concord. Video features include video camera pointed at the computer monitor. It's, I don't even know. This is not what Windows was meant for when it was designed, to film your stupid ass music video while you click things. I mean, you can even hear the mouse button click. It's not even, I don't even know. It's just, I mean, and then when you're watching, it's just a repeat of six images. I didn't even get that. Well, it's just a repeat. I guess that's a theme. If you have a bad song, you just put a bunch of repeating images in it, and then that somehow subliminally makes it worse. I think so. This song actually lasts too long. After about 4 minutes and 16 seconds, you want to strangle yourself and revive yourself and then try and kill yourself again until it's over. So just be careful. After it gets to about 4 minutes, you may want to fast forward. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't want anybody doing anything they shouldn't be. So, nonetheless, here's the Native Hipsters with There Goes Concord.
They fat women struggle up the hill. Bright red cardigans, overprinted dresses, handbags ruthlessly under the arm. Occasionally a thin version lopes down pulling a shopping basket. What do they do down there that results in such an increase in size and weight? Sometimes too meek they both look down the hill. One by window through net curtains, you can see their lip and hand movements. Perhaps nothing happens down the hill. Perhaps it's pure coincidence that when I glance out, I always see fat women walk up and thin. Results in such an increase in size and weight. Sometimes to meet they both look down the hill. From a high window through net curtains, you can see the lip and hand movements. Perhaps nothing happens down the hill. Perhaps it's pure coincidence that when I glance, I always see fat women walk up and thin. down. Ooh, look, there goes Concord again. 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 Ooh, look, there goes Concord again.
Concord airplanes. That's because of that song. I actually kind of feel like I really need to take a shower after listening to that song. It's really, really that bad. I couldn't bring myself to look up other facts about this song because it kind of freaked me out a little bit. I'm just putting it out there. I'm just putting it out there, man. It's that song freaked me out, man. I don't think I'm going to be right after a while, after listening to that song. I'm just saying that I don't even know, man. Okay, well, we're going to continue on and when I talked about having a hit from hell, it can mean the worst song ever, but it can also mean an awesome song, or an awesomely horrible song, or a horrible song that's so horrible it's awesome. There's lots of variations on this fact. Now, we have such a song for you. We have a song that was brought up from the depths of hell. But is it awesome? Or is it horribly awesome? Or is it so awesome that it's horrible but yet awesome, and then it'll rock your ass off? I'm just putting it out there. This is an example of a good song from hell gone crazy. From our own Jupiter Zamboni, here is Hell Track with Pre-Existing Condition. Kong Cavalier, Freaky Agent for the Man, Jeremy Baca, and Jupiter Zamboni! All right, thanks everybody. And don't forget to contribute your song to the worst songs ever on KillerReviews.com. Go to KillerReviews.com, go to the message board, find Movies About Girls, the podcast forum, go there, and then look for the thread, Hits From Hell. Post your song there, or video, or whatever you find, and we'll play it here. Or it may get played on Movies About Girls. You never know. It could be everywhere. That's awesome! So now, this is where I tell you where to go and how to get there. Now I'll tell you where to be, I'll tell you to be where. So, go to moviesaboutgirls.com. Find the podcast, the show, Movies About Girls. Download them all today. Download all the hits from hell. This is number 5. It's fucking awesome. Go to loudcaster.com and you can check out Movies About Girls 24/7. We have Movies About Girls. We have Hits from Hell. We have Streakin'. We have Victor Aurelius, Poems Time. Sorry, I don't know what's going on. Victor Aurelius and his poems and the skull which came from hell. And you can find It Came from the Basement. There's a whole bunch of shit there. It's 24/7 Movies About Girls Radio Network on loudcaster.com. Go to killerreviews.com and post your shit today. You can email us at moviesaboutgirls@gmail.com. Or you can just sit there and download everything and listen to it all at the same time. Just be careful because you may go crazy and end up down here. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's fucking nuts. Anyway, that's it. I'm taking this fucking busted piece of shit the fuck out of here, and I'm throwing it away. And then I'm going to come back down here in another couple weeks, and we have some new music for you. We have new music directly from hell, straight to your ears. Well, we're talking world premiere stuff here, people. This is going to be unprecedented. This show is going to be unprecedented. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. So listen next time to Movies About Girls for more details. And listen to the next show. And we'll have a whole bunch of shit for you coming up. And that's awesome. I'm the Streaker, coming to you live from the third circle of hell. This has been Hits from Hell. I'm getting the fuck out of here. And maybe you should too. Good night, everybody. And not too high, goddammit, I pay that. I want 2 or 3 or 4 on, so on. I can get my nigga to throw on. See my hoes on to get my flow on. Cause with dough, you can't go wrong. I roll with killer. Nigga that know, always count your dough. Whatever crush your hoe, thug nigga. That'll shoot your ass, that's your cute ass. My overtime niggas be grabbing it. My dogs on the bath ain't having it. Plus down south niggas got AKs. Cause when you raise the dead, you be savaging. So on the fuck with what you say. Shut your fucking face. Uncle, fuck with what you say. Shut your fucking face. Uncle, fuck with what you say. Shut your fucking face. Uncle, fuck with what you say. Shut your fucking face. Uncle, fuck with what you say. Shut your fucking face.
Yes, it's true, nobody fucks uncles quite like you.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're the one that fucked your uncle, Uncle Fucker. You don't eat or sleep or mow the lawn, you just fuck your uncle all day long.
going on here?
Yesterday!
Uncle Baca! That's you, UNCLE! Fuck you, Uncle Baca!
Suck my bath.
Wait. What out?
The dart, man. Got a fucking dart in your neck. You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
Sorry about that. That song came with the writer on it. Literally. Writer. There's a joke in there somewhere. I don't know where.
Okay, girlies, it's hot out here, and I'm really sick of looking at all of you. So let's get out of here.